There was a good turnout at the Prima Field Day and Crop Competition, that's despite harvest being in full swing in the area. Held in the little town 1.5 hours drive southwest of Tamworth, the annual event has been running for 39 years and aims to recognise and reward the efforts of farmers in the region. A crop competition pits grower against grower in a contest for the best sunflower, sorghum and wheat crops. Joe Fleming and Parawina Pastoral Company at Willow Tree was awarded the Prima Rose Bowl Trophy for the champion sunflower crop. Frank Elsley from Bundaleer at Spring Ridge received the Prima plate for his champion wheat crop. Not bad for someone who's never entered a crop competition before. And the prestigious Prima Shield was awarded to the Staple Grove Farm for its champion sorghum crop, owner Michael Norman.
It's exciting to get it back in the family again. Dad and Mum years ago have got their name on it, so it's good that we've had a chance to continue on.
Tell us about the crop.
Scorpio sorghum basically went in on time at the end of October, which is unusual to get such a nice early start. We had a full profile of moisture. It came up as it should, which is also a challenge for us on our heavy soil types, and we're lucky enough to pick up enough rain during the Christmas January period to get it through, even though February was quite hot and dry and the crop came in quite early at the end. So we had enough moisture under it and just picked up enough rain to get it through.
Did you think you had enough moisture on it when those temperatures were, you know, between 5 and 10 degrees hotter in February, March?
Oh, it's a worrying time that time of year. Normally we like, if you look at our long-term rainfall averages, we tend to pick up 4 inches in February, and this year it just didn't happen at all. So I was quite worrying that the crop mightn't make it, but I think the early start and the good period over Christmas and that January got us through.
And the year before, how does it compare?
Very similar, probably around 10 to 20% better this year than last year, like for like. And I think that gets back to getting the crop in the ground that little bit earlier.
What about nitrogen? Did you put that in beforehand?
On this particular paddock, it did go down earlier in the piece. So we're putting on 100, 120 kilos of actual nitrogen per hectare on our farm. And when we're double cropping, we do push it a little bit higher as well if the moisture's there.
How much sorghum did you put in overall, and how much has it yielded?
We're only ticked over halfway yesterday, so so far so good. But we're looking at sort of most paddocks are up over above that 7 tonne, which is quite pleasing for a pretty tough year.
And how does that compare to last year?
Very similar. Would have come in probably close to 10% under that, but we've still got our the guys are still out there today going, and we've got some pretty handy sorghum ahead of us, which might, with any luck, might lift those yields a little bit, being longer fallow.
And prices?
Pretty lousy. Pretty lousy. We'll just have to wait and see and sit on it as long as we can to try and hopefully things might pick up a little bit later on.
All right, it is starting to cool down a little bit more as we go into winter. What are your plans?
We've still got a fair bit of our harvest ahead of us, and ideally we want plenty of rain to get the next one in the ground. So I suppose even driving around here today, it's quite dry and it's dried off around the hill, so the whole district needs a good soaking before we go again.
Do you usually harvest early in April?
Usually we're later than that. We're a little bit more elevated and a little bit cooler where we are, right at the foot of the Liverpool Range, so we're the most southern farming block, so we're usually May, June. So to have crop coming off this time of year is unusual for us.
As part of the Prima Field Day and competition, you had to travel around the region this morning looking at quite a few crops. Did you learn anything?
The guys are all getting a good job getting their crops out of the ground under tough conditions, so I was quite pleased with all the plant populations. Just general conditions of farms under pretty dry time. So there's plenty of cracks in the ground, so I'm sure everybody's crossing fingers for more rain. It's amazing how rain will fix a lot of things.
Good to have it back in the family, he says. There's Michael Norman, winner of the Prima Shield. The Wilf Hockey Memorial Trophy was won by Ross Durham from Mullally for his Durham wheat crop. And Ed Simpson was awarded the Mick Gaynor Trophy for Local Farmer of the Year for the second year in a row, a trophy that's awarded on accrued points for a combination of crops.
Ed Simpson, Plantation Trading Prima. I had canola, which was Pioneer variety of canola, which went really well for us. Actually, it went really well for us. And then we had Suntop Wheat, which came second in the wheat competition, which was also very good. And then, of course, we had the sorghum, which is a variety that we've never grown before, which is Heritage 114.
And why choose that?
It had been running it through a few trials, and it seems to be coming up and looking all right. So I thought, well, why not give it a go? there must be something that's going to beat Buster at one stage, but as we've just seen, there's nothing that's going to do it. So we just tried it, give it a go.
It was a great start to sorghum, but then, geez, it got hot in February, March.
I suppose when we were saying in November, which is a little bit late for us, we think, we don't really know because no one knows when to sow the stuff. It was, just marginal moisture. We then had a dry December and then we had good rainfall in January. And then we had that really hot February and we thought, oh, sorghum's just not going to do it. But it had sort of done its job, it had finished and it pulled through and it's going to go really well.
You've only been harvesting for a couple of days. How's the yield looking so far?
Yield's standing up very well at the moment, very well indeed. We're fairly happy with what we've done. We've only just had one variety at the moment, a couple of different blocks, but it's going pretty well.
Are you going to tell me? Is it like seven?
Yeah, well, what we've harvested two paddocks, one was 7.1 and the other one where we are now is averaging 7.3. That's on the header, so and that's it's pretty right.
How does that compare to last year?
Probably a bit higher than last year. It was a bit more variable last year. Hopefully, that'd be about the same. That's about, a bit better probably.
Obviously, you can't talk yields without prices. Unfortunately, the prices aren't reflecting the season, obviously, you've had.
Well, yeah, if we had the prices that we had last year and the yield that we got this year, I think we'd be pretty happy. But as it's standing at the moment, the price is just it's in a hole and it needs to get out quickly. Whether it will or not, we don't know.
So what will you do? Hang on to your sorghum as long as you can?
Yeah, we'll hang on to it for a bit, but you've got to make that decision at some stage to get rid of a bit of it to make the cash flow happen. So when that's going to be, I don't know. But luckily we had mung beans in earlier on, and they went really well for us. So we've marketed them, and that sort of keeps things ticking along for a while.
Mung beans, any sleepless nights with those mung beans?
Well, as a farmer, you don't sleep anyway, so I don't think anything's any different, but
obviously that January rain sorted that crop out for you.
Yeah, well, mung beans. I think they're one of those, I don't know, you get them or you don't, they're just a fluke crop, and whether we fluked it or not, I don't know, I think we did, and
I'm sure it's good management.
Oh, definitely good management. So we were happy with them too, so they're sort of keeping things going along.
Moving into winter, how's the soil profile looking and will you be dry sowing?
Soil profile, there's probably a little bit there. We need, I don't know what the temperature is today, but it's way too hot for this side of April. So we're hoping for some big rain. Hopefully we'd like it sort of in a fortnight's time when we rub this, get all the sorghum rubbed out. In a fortnight's time, we get a couple of inches of rain, it'd be perfect if we can organise that one. But, we don't know about that.